Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Elingali buka njani mthwakazi omuhle kwelamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 23 kuNcwabakazi. Igama lami ngoChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uhulumende uthi ukhathazekile ngokuthunjwa kwamlingisi uBonyeti kodwa akakhulumi lutho ngokuthunjwa kwabanye abaningi elizweni jikelele. Amapolisa abuzisisa amalunga ibandla leMthwakazi Republic Party phezu kokuthengisela okwenziwa mhla kugwetshwa induna uNdiwele.
Kwakungayisikho ukuthi kwakulamalunga eMthwakazi Republic Party kuphela, kwakulozulu wonke nje wakobulawayo okhonseni.
Inkosi yamaNdebele umnumzana Bulelani loBhengula Khumalo izolo walelwe ukuyabona induna uNdiweni ejele ekhami lapho evalelwe khona.
Kuyaqala selokhu ukuthi kuvalelwe induna, sifika zange siyizwe induna yavalelwayo la ngesikhathi sikaMgabe.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Umende uthi ukhathazekile ngokuthunjwa komlingisi uGonyeti kodwa kakhulumi ngokuthunjwa kwabanye elizweni jikelele. uGonyeti igama lokuzalwa kunguSamantha Kureya ubikwa ethunjwe emzini wakhe ngolwesithathu eHarare ebusuku ngabantu kade bezivale ubuso, bahamba laye bamtshaya kabuhlungu, bambamba ngamandla ukuthi anathe amanzi ezambuzi, andubana bamkhulule izigqoko bamtshiye ehamba ebhunyumunyu. Amapholisa kunye logatsha lwezokwethulwa kwembiko bazise ukuthi lolu daba luyacutshungulwa. Isimanga ukuthi baningi abanye asebethunjiwe kobulawayo laseHarare kodwa amapholisa kunye lohulumende abakhulumi ngalokho. Izolo umsekeli kamphathi Ntambo wezembiko umnumzana Energy Mutoli eloba enkundleni yeTwitter uthe uGonyeti uqamba amanga ukuthi wathunjwa okucunule abalwela ilungelo loluntu abaningi. Kolunye udaba olufanayo, ibandla leMthwakazi Republic Party lithi amalunga alo amabili umnumzana Marshall Sibanda lo umnumzana Lakson Maphosa batshone ezandleni zamapholisa izolo baze bakhululwa ntambama bebuzisiswa ngokutshengisela ukwenziwa mhla kugwetshwa induna umnumzana Felix Nhlanhla Yamangwe Ndiweni ngeviki edluleyo. Isikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo uthe umnumzana Sibanda lo maphosa abakade bekhatshwe ligqwetha labo umnumzana Dumisani Dube babuzwe njalo ngokuthi abaphathekanga naye ekutshayeni umsekeli kameya wedolobho lakobulawayo umnumzana Dinashe Gambarami. Amapholisa abikwa ethe sokufanele amalunga ebandla leli wonke aze kuwo lamhlanje ukuzobuzisiswa ngalolu daba. Ngakwelinye icwele, amalunga ebandla leli afunyanwe engelacala kulandela ukubotshwa kwawo etshengisela ehoteleni yeRainbow Hotel kunyanga ezimbalwa ezedluleyo esola ukuqatshwa kwabantu abavela kwezinye indawo ezingaso zeMandebeleni kule ihotel. Abakhuliliweyo babalisa uMarshall Sibanda, Nkosinathi Ncube, Lakson Maphosa, Rodney Ncube, Mthabisi Ncube, Mqondisi Sibanda, Thembi Nkosi Mpofu, Iphithule Malahleka, Killian Masuku Nkomo, lo Sithemba kuye Nyoni. Umnumzana Gumbo uchasisele uSthandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 okunengi ngokubotshwa kwesikhatshana kukamnumzana Sibanda lomnumzana Maphosa.
Bafonelwe ngesikhathi zabo 10 ekuseni njoba nje besebenzela e-town khona ngale, bahle balungiselela ukuthi bahambe baye central badlula bekhuluma leloya bahle beqhubeka besiya kobulawayo central police station lapha ababuzwa khona imibuzo ngamapholisa e-law and order. And ngigcine ukukhuluma labaseduzane lakhona ngale about 20 minutes ago besithi lokho begciniwe khona ngale centrali angazi ukuthi babuzwane. kodwa bekungakachiyo ukuthi baya babopha kumba babopha njalo icala lakho asikalitshelwa ukuthi licala lani. Ikhozi ukucabangelayo ukuthi kungabe kulokwenza nge-demonstration eyenzakala nge-Friday ngemva kokugwetshwa kuka-chief.
Kukhonela kwenzayo yini okwakusephula umthetho?
Hayi, thina ngokubona kwethu sicabanga ukuthi akula nto esayenzayo ehambisana lokwephula umthetho ngoba abantu babehlabela phandle kwe-court njalo abazange bahlabele phakathi kwenkundla. Njengamanje ama-lawyers amele induna ayenzile i-appeal so basalinde i-date yokuthi kubuyelwa nini ukuthi ke-review i-decision leyo ukuthi agwetshwe ubaba uKhayisa. Ende lathi cabangela ukuthi ngalelo langa sizobe sikhona lati e-court.
Nxa latshengisela libaningi, kungani kubizwe laba ababili kuphela?
Kuyasimangalisa lati ukuthi kusetshenziswe criteria bani ngoba futhi ngelanga la nge-Friday kwakungasikho ukuthi kwakulamalunga eMthwakazi Republic Party kuphela. Kwakulozulu wonke nje owakobulawayo o-consent yibo abantu ababekhona. Ukuthi kuze kugcine sokubuzwa abayemthwakazi Republic Party mayelana ngalokho kwayenzakala ngolwesihlanu lokuthi kuze kukhethwe kona labo bebabili kusetshenziswe criteria bani afika kuzwisisi lathi. Kodwa-ke thina vele okuhlupha kakhulu okuhlala kusenzakala kumalunga ethu ikubotshwa mihla lamalanga.
Lanxa kungela sizathu?
Phela kuyahlupha ukuthi sithi abantu balecala nxa bebotshwa ngendaba yephosa ngoba it is a contestable section ekhona ku-constitution esikhangela esicabanga ukuthi incindezela amalungelo abantu ababe befuna ukuthi batshengisele lokho ababe bengakuthokozeleli ngoba kukhona phela ku-constitution kodwa uhulumende usebenzisa yona iphosa ukuze ayenze ngathi abantu balamacala bona bengalawo.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo isikhulumeli sebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party ubeqoqa icingweni lo sithandekile emhlanga weStudio 7 ekwabulawayo. Inkosi yesizwe sikaMthwakazi umnumzana Bulelani Lobhengula Khumalo izolo uvinjiwe ukuyabona induna umnumzana Felix Nhlanhla yamangwendiweni ejele leGami lapho avalelwe khona ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokuthisa impahla yesakhamuzi. Umnumzana Ndiweni ugwetshelwe ukupika okomnyaka wodwa olengxenye ngeviki edluleyo ngemva kokufunyanwa elecala lokubhidliza impahla yesakhamuzi. Umnumzana Khumalo ufike kobulawayo izolo evela eSouth Africa lapho ahlala khona elande uNdiweni kodwa walelwa ukungena eGami. UNtungamile Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lo sekomidini esebenza lenkosi umnumzana Bonan Khumalo wasechasisa okunenge ngalolo daba.
Sesididekile njengesizwe la njengesigungu nje esebenza nenkosi ukuthi into yonke esifuna ukuyenza ngokwesintu sakithi hayi kubonakala mpela kufakwa imigoqo phambi kwethu sehlule ukuthi senze. Induna uNdiweni yinduna njengazo zonke nje induna sisebenzisana nazo kodwa ngalokho okuyehleleyo ngokuyabona ukuboshwa kwenduna kuyaqala selokhu ukuthi kuvalelwa induna asikazange siyizwe induna eyavalelwayo la ngesikhathi sikaMgabe. Kodwa ku-new dispensation okuthi ingcono induna ivalelwe. Inkosi yaphakama ke yasuka la eSouth Africa njengalokho ihlala eSouth Africa yathi ayiyebona iyezibonela ngawayo amehlo. Ma iseboda ivele iphiwe incwadi ethi yona awungenzi izinto eziningi uyebona nje izihlobo labangani. Sathi ukubona ihlobo labangani kulungile ngoba kuyamvumela-ke ukuthi ayibone induna. Ma yethi uyafika ukubona induna avele avinjwe. Kuthiwe wena la maphepha uli-ID South Africa ungeke kuyibone. Ha kwaba buhlungu kakhulu ngoba njengobana ngitsho ivele nje inkosi yayikhetha induna uNhlanhla yamangwendiweni ukuthi abe yini ihlo lakhe ekhaya ngoba yena indaba ze-citizenship kazi kalungi kahle. Manje uma esevinjwa ukuyabona isandla sakhe lo mlomo wakhe lamehlo akhe hayi kusiphethe kabi kakhulu. Ngoba bekufanele aye mduduzi ambone kulobo buhlungu amduduza amqinise.
Ukumphethe njani lo kuphatheke njani?
Kubuhlungu kakhulu babuNkomo, kubuhlungu kakhulu njengoba ngisho ukuthi ngendlela undiwena akhuthele ngakhona. Kwavele nje hayi engazange acabange sicabange kakhulu yena indaba ezithi. Kwavele wathi loba kanjani umkheswa nguyo ozaba ummeli wami ngoba mina ngakalungisa indaba zami zemvume yokuhlala elizwe. Manje umuntu onjalo hayi babuNkomo kulula nje ukuthi sigijime siye ukuthi ipolitiki le efake umkheswa kuleso simo. Sesidayi ke kahambe ayehlanganisa amehlo la yamqinisa. Hayi kube busungu kakhulu, kube busungu kakhulu futhi ngingabuya ngithi wabukuthi kanti yona inkosi ilahlekelwe ngumzala wayo eLesotho. Ugijima nje sephenduka ngoba melaye kuleso sipho saseze Lesotho. Sasixoxa mpela sithi nakambe isithuba liyavuma, ithuba liyavuma kodwa wayala inkosi yathi ngeke nyekele ukuyahlanganisa amehlo lo mdlali ebuzimeni akubo. Wafosela. Ngiyona ngithi ukuthi kanti kumela lokuze nesifweni lapha eLesotho. Kodwa ke nxa sokuthi ngeke umbone umuntu usufikile. Hayi kuze ubuhlungu kakhulu babuNkomo, kube buhlungu kakhulu.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Bonman Khumalo okukomidi esebenza lenkosi yesizwe samaNdebele umnumzana Bulelani Lobhengula Khumalo ubexoxa ecingweni lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Okwamanje ke besikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba athiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leDaily News lithi omela iTV South edalele lephalamende umnumzana Khila Zivu usemiswe ukuba lilunga lebandla lezanu PF ngemva kokuzama ukuxhumanisa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomnumzana Nelson Chamisa umkhokheli weMDC. Leli phephandaba lithi uZivu walobela incwadi umkamongameli unkosikazi Auxilia kunye lomkaChamisa unkosikazi Sithokozile Chamisa esithi kumele bakhulume lomkabo ukuthi bahlangane. Ibandla lezanu PF lithi okwenziweyo lokhu yikwephula umthetho webandla yikho emiswe ukuba lilunga. Iphephandaba leHerald lithi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukuvula ngokusemthethweni umbukiso weZimbabwe Agricultural Show eHarare lamhlanje. Okwamanje ke sengilichiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumazwi elisithumela wona ngeWhatsApp.
Ngiyalibingelela lonke elisebenzela uStudio 7 lani lonke balaleli beStudio 7. Mina igama lami nguSithole kuBulawayo. Lamhlanje ngizafisa ukuthi ke sikhangele ukuthi okwenza sihlupheke kangaka eZimbabwe khona kubusa uhulumende wabantu abansundu yini. Mina mbona ukuthi kumele amaZimbabweans afake umthetho oqinileyo kuconstitution yelizwe ukuthi umuntu ongupresident labalandeli bakhe uma begula kumele belatshwe elizweni, belatshwe kuma-government hospitals, akhona ukuthi bephume beSouth Africa, bephume beChina, kumele belabo bezwe ukuthi ukwelatshwa lapho esibhedlela ongela muthi khona kunjani, like any other ordinary Zimbabwean. Njalo kumele ukuthi ama-MPs labo belatshwe kuma-government hospitals. Abantu ababo, ababo-president, abama-MPs bafunde ezikolo ze-government locally, hayikhona ngaphandle kwelizwe. Everyone is born of woman, but bachaya umfazi in full view of the whole world. That's a shame. Yabo.
Sanibonani, 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 sanibingelele abantu bakithi kwi-Studio 7, sanibingelele. Eyi, le ndaba izwisa ubuhlungu, yenzakala eZimbabwe, amaphoyisa ashaya abantu, abantu bayathunjwa. Kunabantu abasathunjwa namanje. IZimbabwe kunjena nje yahlupheka, akuna ama-industry, ufuneka ama-investors. Kubani umuntu olengqondo ongathatha imali yakhe ezoyi-investe ezweni elinjalo? Hayi no sikhathele ngezana uPF leni sesikhathele kanti kuze kube nini kanti ngizwa noGawule naye ba uyakhuluma lana uthi yena hey akula bantu abathunjwa kanti uGawule ikhanda lakhe lisebenza njani naye kuzomthola weGawule nawe kuzokuthola mangabe ulalele kuzokuthola unehliziyo embi ene yini futhi nina bantu bezana uPF enithumela abantu benu bezobulala abantu ngiyabonga
linjani basakazi beStudio 7 siyabonga umsebenzi nomuhleli wenzayo kanti balaleli ndingabelitshona njani kukanjani wakithi silusize ngento ezakala eZimbabwe kathi sinqabe ejumba unkazana lowo ugonyethi shiwa ihulumendele yenzayo laba bantu asomasosha le i-youth le esetshenziswayo engikhona izaphoka u-ami yabe ihamba labanye abatrained abangamasosha kunyamalezo wawusenzwa abantu abathebelele ngama-1980s kulosenzakala khonoko nanka wasehlulekile ndakumangalisi ngoba nanguye vele wayeorchestra into lezi ngesikhathi engaminister of state in the president's office kwabazokuma-1980s sekwenza mgceke manje into ayenzayo zobohla manyosa
mina basakazi nginguqhawelezwe Mavuma Kulandwa ngikhuluma nje ngilapha eBotswana ekhanye eBotswana basakazi into eyenzakala ezweni lakithi imbi kakhulu ngoba into esuka indanise kakhulu ikuthi mina okokuqala ngizivike ngingumthwakazi and ibandla lami MRP ekamqondisi moya abantu eZimbabwe abakavuleki inkophe msakazi ngoba basasapota ukuthi ibandla elingathi li opposition elikhulu yiliphi abakhangeli amalungelo abo okuqala abantu abakomthwakazi ongaba lindebele ube likhalanga ube lisuthu ube litonga ube li laba bakosikola laba amafengu ube livenda ube semaswingu kodwa singabali ngemhlobo in fact asibale ngokuthi nxa uagainest isystem eyenziwa eZimbabwe you are emthwakazini ngifaka isibonakala isexample ngalo mfana othena ungu-organizer lochayiweyo bamthatha besiyamfaka isibhamu ekhanda bethi akachaze ukuthi bebesenza imeeting kwathini kwathini okay karong uright ubecabanga ukuthi lwele inkululeko yakhe engakwazi ukuthi uchamisa lo mgabi lalalo umnangakho into A1 there is no system abayilwisayo bona balwa le tribe balwa lo mthwakazi siyazi kuhle msakazi wami ukuthi iZanu PF ile 1979 grand plan uchamisa as he is uphethe i-Code 3X ekhuluma ngokuncindezela umthwakazi angaze athathe from iZanu PF ayikho into ezalungela isizwe sikamthwakazi because iZanu PF le MDC bale common enemy elindebele they think they're fighting against the Ndebeles they think the only tribe ekamthwakazi lindebele yet imthwakazi ilama tribe amane bayazi ukuthi kulamasuthu kulani but as long as ubelonga to umthwakazi they're fighting against you ngiyabonga bathwakazi basakazi
abantu be-MGC bayethusela abantu nje balokhu bethumba abantu besehle kulungisa ilizwe into eqakathekileyo ukuthi belungise ilizwe bengabe bethumba abantu besiyabatshabe bebathathela impahla zabo sokuyibusela phela lokho sokhe kulungisa ilizwe ngoba sebetshontshela abantu izimali zabo ngesithothi belokhu bebaleka bebe ngamali wecatsha befika kusibo amasela khona kuyibo why inxa kungayisibo kuthunjwa abantu beMDC kungathunjwa bezalo nje isizwe sezenzakala.
Siyabonga Studio 7 igama lami uAdolf Shaba. Mina isicelo sami ngithanda ukucelisa kakhulu kuma MPs eMDC ukuthi njengoba kupreparelwa ielection ka 2023 imizamo bafanele bayenze yonke imizamo yokuthi kusiyafika i-election kube kwenziwa ama-election reforms, ngoba yesh into esihlala sikhala ngayo hayi ukuthi kuzokhulunywa ngayo into leso kusele amaviki ukuthi i-election yenziwe. Ngababona ukuthi kwenziwa ama-election reforms right now e-parliament ukuze sikwazi ukuba le election e-free and fair. Ngiyazi ukuthi nangenamba abanayo inamba enele, kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi ama-reforms uma engaba khona yonke into singahamba ngendlela.
Lawo ke ngamazwi abalaleli bethu, liyazi phela ukuthi liyenelisa ukuthi lisithumele amazwi enu nge-WhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Siyalazisa njalo ukubana amazwi la awalani lokwenza le Studio 7. Izikhwicamfundo ezimbalwa ezeMelika zivumelene izolo ukuthi kumele kuhlawulwe izihlobo zabensundu abazalwa beyizigqili kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1619 kweleMelika, ngoba bathwele nzima ngokuzama ukuzithuthukisa kulelo lizwe. UGibbs Dube ubesembuthanweni obuhlaziya udaba lobugqili islavery edolobheni leNorfolk eVirginia, wasethulela udaba olulandelayo.
Lokhu kwethulwe emhlanganweni izolo ekolijini lemfundo ephezulu eNorfolk State University eVirginia, obuqoqwe likoliji leli lomsakazi weVoice of America obuhlolisisa umonakalo wenzakala ebantwini abansundu abathunjwa kwele Angola lakwamanye amazwe ngamaPhutukezi labanye abamhlophe. Umhlangano lo obulesihloko esithi Africa to America, the Odyssey of Slavery, ongenwe izifundi lezikhwicamfundo ubulabahlonitshwa ababalisa u-Associate Professor Robert Trent Vinson wekolleji le-College of William and Mary, uSuperintendent Terry Brown we-Fort Monroe National Monument, usikhwicamfundo Gloria J. Brown Marshall wekolleji le-John J. College labanye. Bavumelane ukuthi kumele kuhlawulwe izihlobo zabantu abenziwa isigqili kweleMelika. UProfessor Vinson uthi lokhu akuthandabuzwa ngoba izigqili zasebenza gadalala kweleMelika.
In 1860, at the end of this period of slavery, after 246 years, there were 4 million enslaved African Americans in this country. That made it the largest slave society in world history. And when we talk about slavery, we're talking about theft.
Wathi kuphela okwenziwa abantu izigqili ngo-1860 kwasekudlule iminyaka engu-246 kusetshenziswa amandla ezigqili kweleMelika. Lapha sikhuluma ngokutshontshelwa kwabantu amandla abo. Labo ababebatshontshela banotha okumangalisayo.
We're talking about stealing other people's labor and the wealth that they produce for the benefit of slaveholders.
Uthi amabhanga lamanye amakampani athuthuka ngenxa yokusetshenziswa kwezigqili.
Our major universities and banks and insurance companies benefited from slavery directly.
Amakolleji, amabhanga, amakampani abona ngeze insurance athola inzuzo enkulu okumangalisayo. Kwasuswa inotho kwabansundu yathathwa yafakwa kumakampani lalabo ababelezigqili.
Away from enslaved people to those who were enslaving those people.
Ngakho ke uthi kumele kuhlawulwe labo abalezihlobo ezenziwa izigqili.
We need reparations to redress that theft so that that structural and systemic damage to black communities can be repaired and reversed.
Kumele kuhlawulwe ngoba kwatshontshelwa abantu abansundu umnotho wabo. Kufunakala ukuthi konke lokhu kulungiswe ukwenzela ukuthi baziphilise ngemfanelo. Kumele kube lenhlelo eziningi ezikhangelane lezemfundo, ezempilakahle, izindlu nokunye okuthiyeneyo.
We need a comprehensive reparations program that looks at all the disparities across racial lines, education, healthcare, economics, housing.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngusikhucamfundo Brown Marshall.
We need to have reparations in the form of maybe a GI bill where people can go to any college without having to pay tuition. It can be in the form of not having to pay a down payment for a house, which was also part of the GI bill following World War II.
Kumele ukuhlawulwa kulokhu kuqaliswe ngokukhulumisana umlotha lokuvuma ukuthi izigqili zalethela abantu lamakampani kule Melika inodo enhle kakhulu. Esikubonayo ukuthi kungenziwa njengalokhu okwenzakala kusanda kuphela impi yomhlaba wonke jikelele yokuqala. Abantu bangavunyelwa ukuthi baye emakolijini bengahlawuleli imfundo. Abantu bathole izindlu bengafakanga imali yesibambiso. Kumiswe njalo ukudlwengulwa kwabantu emajele. Lokuncindezela abantu ngemithetho engaqedakaliyo.
And we also have to have the ending of the legal rape of African Americans.
Lo osekele lokhu ngu-Superintendent Brown othi kwakulezigqili eziningi okumangalisayo ngomnyaka ka-1860 sokuvinjwe ukuthenga lokuthengiswa abantu abansundu. Uthi loba kufuneka ukuthi abansundu bahlawulwe, kumele bafundiswe kuqala ukuthi basebenzise njani imali.
I think first of all we have to get financially literate. I mean, you can't just give somebody money and expect great things to happen. If we learn how to use our money and invest it properly,
kumele babekwazi ukuthi imali isetshenziswa njani ngoba kungeke kuphume lutho nxa abantu bengaphiwa imali kuthiwe bayisebenzise nje mahlayana. Kumele imali ingatholwa ngabantu isetshenziswe kahle ukwenzela ukuthi bazithuthukise ngemfanelo.
We have to get that right because racism will always be with us.
Baphinde bonke bavumelana ukuthi kukhanya solumemetheka ubandlululo eMelika okungani lukhuthazwa ngumongameli Donald Trump. UVinson uthi lokhu kuyazikhanyela ngenxa yokuthi uTrump imisebenzi yakhe isegcekeni.
We have a current president who speaks very openly about whose country this might be and whose is not. He's anti-black, he's anti-Mexican, he's anti-Muslim.
Silomongameli okwamanje okhuthaza konke lokhu. Ukhuluma ngokuthi ilizwe ileli ngelikabani.
And he makes that clear in his utterances. And so we're dealing with that legacy even today.
Okwamanje uhulumende kamongameli Donald Trump uyakuphikisa ukuthi ubandlulula abantu abansundu labanye abadabuka kwamanye amazwe. UTrump uthi yena kala ketabechavi ngijola kancane. Uhulumende wakhe kaphumeli egcekeni ngokuhlawulwa kwalabo abalezihlobo ezenziwa izigqili kwele Melika. Sokuleminyaka engamakhulu amane 400 kwafika izigqili kwele Melika. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC ngokhiphs Dube.
Siyabonga Mthembo Sithembayo. Ke sithatheke ikhefu kancane silalele umculo.
Pegaron la moto la prince, pegaron la moto la prince. Abanye sasonto la mafleti le politi chopito. Ay gusto bugile ga casa wino. Ay gusto bugile ga casa wino. Tumchondolo yabona sina sifila kanjena soba twathi kusukani bazosala bakhala sana abanye bashimbomboso thina namathenga sifitomolo yabona basiphela kancane mina ngibaphekile bombombolo abantwana mabasondele bonke sana.
Ah,
namuhla kuphile kazet ingomis dubela ke uhlelo lwethu singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba. Uhulumende uthi ukhathazekile ngokuthunjwa komlingisi uGonyeti kodwa kakhulumi ngokuthunjwa kwabanye ilizwe jikelele. Amapolisa abuzisisa amalunga ebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party phezu kokutshengisela okwenziwa mhla kugwetshwa induna uNdiweni. Inkosi yamaNdebele uMnumzana Bulelani loBhengula Khumalo izolo ivinjiwe ukuyabona induna uNdiweni ejelele kami lapho evalelwe khona. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye, hatshi kusasa siyadibana ngomvulo. Lilani.